It's great to have your company on Racing Pulse. Well, champion trainer Kieran Murray has made a lot of very smart decisions in his career, but maybe yesterday was one of the smartest, because he was meant to be in the balloon basket with Damien Oliver yesterday, but he subbed out and put Will Bourne in the basket. And I'm tipping he would have been pretty happy with that decision after what occurred. Good morning, Kieran. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. What a mate for, really.
I know you're a thrill seeker, but was it the heights that was a concern for you yesterday?
No, it was actually when I said I'd do it. I don't know, it was about a week ago or whatever, and I didn't realise it was going to fall on a Monday where I had 14 horses trialling at Cranbourne, finishing a bit later in the morning. Some quite handy ones as well. So I said to Will if he could sub in, and he said, "Oh, I'm not too sure about heights." I said, "Oh, you'll be right. Just crawl around the bottom of the basket, you know, you'll be right." And ended up, he said, Damien was a bit more windier than he was. Between the two of them, I don't think it was the greatest experience from them. But anyway, they came to it, no unscathed.
Well, very nice social media, which is on the Kieran Murray social media apps and website as well. Have a look at Ollie on the bottom of the basket with Will Bourne. It is a big time. We've got a lot of the good horses coming back. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's meeting with the previews. Letizia Chi, she was impressive on debut down the straight, but she's drawn the car park tomorrow. What are your thoughts?
I'm not over concerned with the barrier. Good to see where she's comfortable. Yeah, she was very impressive on debut. She looked like she would gain a lot from that race day experience. She sort of, even though she won quite well, she looked like she wandered around quite a bit. So she's learning her task. She'll be better for that. And there's not much of a turn there at Caulfield. So Johnny knows her well. He'll just ride her where she's comfortable. And I'm happy with the way she's progressed in the stable and on the track since that win.
You got some nice two-year-olds, haven't you, Kieran? Count the Headlights was really impressive on Saturday.
Yeah, he was. That was Rosemont, Nige and Anthony and Ozzy just having some run with his two-year-olds, Ozzy and John. I feel like any horse that wears their colours, any two-year-old that wears their colours in the stable, it has an obligation to run. They're having a great time, and good on them too. They put a lot of time and effort and support into a lot of stables, and we're just fortunate that we've got a handful of really nice young ones and older ones for them.
You're still a little while out, but are they two clearly your top two seeds, and have you got a leaning heading towards a diamond?
Well, yeah, hopefully. The Colt, he's a bit of a sleeper. We had the shades on him because he's a pretty relaxed dude and carries a fair bit of weight. So he's probably the one with the most improvement, I would say. And whereas the fillies are sort of a bit more what you see is what you get. You know, they're very talented, but, The Colts will attack Lotto tickets, so hopefully he can be the one that can salute.
We get to see Enthar back tomorrow as well. Small field looks to suit in the Adam Stakes.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier with her. She looks fantastic. We only give her a short break because it did take a long time to come to hand in the spring. We have to be pretty patient with her. So we didn't want to lose all that good work, and we only give her a couple of weeks off. And I think she's really suited her. She's been a little bit more relaxed and just furnished a little bit, probably in the mind. She seems just that bit more relaxed and in control of herself.
Will it be just the one run tomorrow and then into the Oakley Plate?
She's got a number of options, but, you know, she sizzled around Caulfield in her last run. So, Oakley Plate she would think she would get in with a nice weight would be the most likely option for her.
And your other flying machine is Morabi, and you've split the two, which is obviously pretty smart. Do we get to see Morabi in the Australia Stakes on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we do. She worked this morning, and it was solid work. Benny Allen, he knows her pretty well, and he gave her the tick, and she certainly looks great. So, two very exciting horses.
Absolutely. She's a $3.50 favourite in the Oakley Plate. Enthar's $15. Would you have that much between them?
Well, Enthar, I suppose the 1,000 metres seems to be her go. Mm. As I said, she's more relaxed, and I probably wouldn't have them gap that far apart, but Morabi's probably got the runs on the board up the trip and a little bit further.
Can Playoffs of Force at Will run well at double figure odds tomorrow?
Playoffs are super first up. It's a lovely run. We thought we'd go for the claim and just get him in on a nice weight, and Matty Cartwright riding up a storm at the moment. So we thought we'd strike while the iron's hot and see if he can keep the run going. But Playoffs is trained on nicely, and the 2,000 will be ideal. Force of Will's had a couple of runs and going to get a lovely run also. Jamie's galloped it a couple of times and probably not the worst at double figure odds.
Speaking of horses that are flying, Lighthouse looking for 5 in a row. Is she in the same vein of form?
Seems to be, yeah. It's just really thriving. Last start I thought she really raised the bar. She was back in the ruck and, got a late split, and I thought it was probably her best win. And trained on nicely. Guy's got a good rapport with her, and it looks a nice race for her.
Would you just like to see her just off the speed tomorrow?
Yeah, well, she'd probably had all the favours in her previous wins, and whereas last start she had to sort of sit back a little and wait for a run, which I thought, it might have been her undoing, but she sort of just showed another string to her bow. So you would think where she's drawn, she'd be somewhere just off the speed.
Sandov Katowice was pretty good first up, and you've also got Rathlin to go around in race number 7. Are you leaning to Sandov Katowice?
Yeah, I would be. Rathlin is possibly the most difficult horse in the stable to catch. He's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. Nearly as many as his owner, Rex Murphy, actually. they're both, they'll need a bit of luck, but Santa Catalyst has made nice improvements in his first up run.
And speaking of those colours that just make horses fly, Yonce is a perfect example. Couldn't have been more impressive in its 2 racetrack runs.
Yeah, she has been. That's another one that just had to wait for, just to furnish a little bit. She's come over, there wasn't a whole lot of her, but last start, she was very impressive, and raising the bar a little bit again with her, but she's a very progressive mare, and Johnny gets on well with her.
Gee, it's a good team tomorrow. Do we just play a little all-up? Who are your best?
I really like Letizia and Enfer.
All right.
Lighthouse is in, you can make a case for about 4 of them, but I think Letizia is pretty buoyant about her.
Looks good. Up in Sydney, you're taking on Animo in the Expressway, away game snap dancer. Will they both run?
Probably not. I've got some other targets, but it's just some light noms there, so we thought we'd have a look, but they probably won't take that place.
How's Armoury going? When do we get to see this former European step out?
He's did a piece of work this morning, actually, and worked quite well. He's moving nicely, and His target is the Queen Elizabeth in Sydney. So haven't worked out 100% worked out his plan to get there, but that's his target. And at the moment, he looks fantastic. He's, for a European, he's adapted pretty well hemisphere-wise. And, yeah, he's a pretty exciting horse. He, yeah, he's obviously got some very solid form there.
I see he's in the All-Star Mile, and obviously an Australian Cup's an obvious one as well. Would you take him through his early prep here in Melbourne before heading to Sydney?
Possibly. Yeah, I'll just be mindful of tracks, and you know, Sydney may suit him better in the autumn. But yeah, he's got a lot of options. As I said, that's his main aim. And how I get there, I'll just work that out as we go.
And how's Coolangatta come through a big win in the millions?
Yeah, super. You know, she's a silly, she's impressive. I think the guys were showing me over the past sort of 10 or 15 Magic Millions. I think she was the second quickest time. So pretty impressive. Runner-ups, obviously, a very talented horse as well. Made a decent race for us. But she's just had an easy week. She'll have just a light week's training this week. And, yeah, she'll head back into full training the following week, and she'll have one run into the slipper. But, yeah, doing a great job. She's still fairly immature. And fairly leggy. She's growing a bit at the moment. So, yeah, you couldn't ask much more of her, really.
No, she can't have done any more than what she's done. You got a couple of Kilmore today. They're all pretty big prices. Is there anything that you like?
Castagna on the car park in those colours. Probably be better over a bit further. Tocoyo, yeah, we'll need to run a PB as well. It's probably maybe something each way there. And Silicon Valley will need further.
Good on you, Kieran. Best of luck over the next couple of days. Looking forward to seeing the big guns start to come back.
No worries, yeah, it's an exciting time. So thank you, and talk to you soon.